Neil Redfern has resigned from his role as academy manager at the club, and basically he says that that position that he was offered was untenable and he was in a position where he just could not accept the job. So Neil Redfern no longer at Elland Road.
Well, let's get some reaction to this. Of course, last night here on Radio Yorkshire, we had coverage or full commentary as Leeds United played York City. In the commentary box for us alongside Mark Wilson was Greg Abbott. Let's get him on the show. Greg, good afternoon.
How you doing, guys?
Now, I'm going to maybe go from a different angle than a lot of people might expect with this, but when you look at Neil Redfern, the fact that this news has come out now, Greg, a lot of other clubs are probably going to be thinking, what a great person we could have on board there.
Yeah, I mean, he did himself no harm at all, did he, with his time in control at the top at Leeds. He's a good guy. He had a real affinity to the club, and you know, he's probably looking now at his next chapter, finding that he can't sort of work under the current circumstances and regime. A lot of clubs will be looking at that, thinking, well, if we get off to maybe a sticky start, there's a really good guy there who's got a proven record in the Championship, not League Two or League One, in the Championship, and he would certainly be on everybody's thoughts at the moment.
Greg, looking at the announcement that has been made today, just are you surprised at all? Because obviously the moment he was told he wouldn't be the head coach anymore, a lot of people expected him to leave anyway.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, once you've been the manager, you know, you build up a lot of credibility, and you work very hard to get to that position. And when you actually get there and actually are a success, because I don't think there was much to criticise Neil about, you know, he will feel a little bit hard done to, and then they've made a decision to bring a new manager in, which is owners are entitled to do, and he'll find himself a little bit hard done to. So he it doesn't surprise me that he's found it difficult to accept that position and work and give it everything he's got, to make that a success. He's got a lot of pride, and he'll think he's deserved of a little bit better.
Greg, I know you know Neil well, and do you think it is just a case then that he's in a position where he's had that head coach role, he really enjoyed it, and he wants to do that again? He wants to be a manager rather than reverting back to a job he did very well at?
Well, in football, you generally work, your way from a lower position, to a high position, and Neil would probably, argue that he's gone in there as in the academy, done the 18s and the 21s, been first team coach, been manager, and he's gone the right way into getting to a position which is where most progressive football people would like to be. So I think then to throw him back into that role would be, in his eyes, especially when he regard himself as having a successful stint, would be not the right way to do, for him, the right way for him to go. And I have no sort of reasons to think that he's done the wrong thing. I think he's done absolutely the right thing in the decision he's made.
Greg, do you think that Neil might look back on his time as head coach at Leeds United and think, I wish I'd never been put in that position? Or do you think actually he'll think, well, now this has made me, as a first-team coach, people will look at me in that kind of respect?
No, absolutely. Listen, you ever get a chance to manage Leeds United, you take it. And Neil, he loves the club anyway, so he takes it. It's a job you sort of can't say no to. He was very good at it. So rather than people looking at him as a successful academy manager, they'll now be looking at him as a potential successful, very, very good Championship manager. So, he's put himself in a different position. So the stint he's had will not be wasted. He will feel disappointed and hard done to. But his time there will not be a waste of his time. And he'll have actually put himself in a different level now. And I would hope, and I'm sure a lot of Leeds fans would hope, that he gets rewarded with a good job, a proper manager's job with a real back-in, and give himself a fighting chance to prove that he is as good as what his stint at Leeds United showed.
Well, Greg, just to move slightly away from this topic and go to last night's game, a lot of Leeds fans turned up for the friendly against York. What do you think they'll be making of what they're seeing from Uwe Rosler's side so far?
I think everything will be okay. They'll be thinking everything's okay. It's a new manager. You have to give the manager time. You know what fans are like. Fans want to see goals. They want to see chances. They want to see winning games. They haven't had that just yet. But what Uwe will be doing is looking at his team, seeing how individuals perform, seeing how the team looks like it's going to set up. What's his best formation? What's his best personnel? And, as we go through the pre-season, he would expect improvement, week by day by day, week by week. So, I think on last night's performance, I thought they did okay. They dominated possession of the ball. They looked in control of the game for the major part. They didn't kill the game off. They didn't score enough goals. They probably didn't create enough chances. So you've got a lot of positives, one or two negatives. things that you'd always get in a pre-season game. Nothing that would surprise Uwe, nothing that he wouldn't be too upset about.
And looking at potential transfers, I spoke to Uwe afterwards. It's an area I think they need to improve on. I'm just wondering if it's the case for you. The fact that they don't seem to have too many wingers, not really much pace at the moment. Do you think it is a case they need to splash a bit of cash and get one or two in?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think Uwe and his recruitment team will have identified it, the areas of the team that need improvement, and I think pace through the team is obviously that. You know, he'll be aware of what he's asked to do. It's not easy just to think, like, we need pace, we'll go out and get him, because nobody in the Championship will want to do Leeds United many favours. The Premiership teams are just getting established now and just getting built, so unless he knows somebody from League 1 or League 2 that he knows he can buy and bring in, he's got to sort of be patient and wait for the right players to come along. It's not as easy just going out and getting a pacey player. They will know exactly what's required, and he'll be waiting for the right one to come along rather than rushing to something now just because it's a given that they need that and maybe make the wrong choice.